Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12. Check it out when you get a moment. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I highlighted this for not even a minute yesterday. I just wanted to highlight this again. We could do a part two concerning segueing into today's show from yesterday's show with all the topics that we could cover. It's crazy. I have like 19 tabs pulled up on information that needs to be shared with the American people. Check out Ezekiel 33 verse 3. You'll understand my position. The poisoning of America's food supply, 45 out of 86 products contained alarming levels of glyphosate. Is what it's called. The pre-harvest spraying is coming from Monsanto and Bayer. There's Big Pharma again. Their product is called Roundup. It's leading to the contamination of essential healthy foods. I also highlighted the fact that in this news report, we disclosed the glyphosate residue testing results of 83 foods found in major big box grocery and natural food stores purchased in Des Moines, Iowa, including Walmart, Whole Foods, Target, Natural Grocers, Hy-Vee, and foods bought online through Amazon. Okay. Incredibly, more than half of the foods tested, a total of 45 foods out of 86 products, contained alarming levels of glyphosate, okay, ranging from 12 parts per billion, acronym PBB, in sprouted whole grain bread, 6 from Whole Foods to as high as 889 PPB in Walmart brands, chickpeas, 7 to 1,040 PPB in Whole Foods, 365 brand whole wheat sandwich bread to the highest level detected of 1,150 PPB in Hy-Vee's 100% whole wheat bread. Folks, you know, one thing you got to listen to is the information that we're sharing to you. If I can make this clear, we're not doing what we're doing because we have nothing better to do. As a matter of fact, when I think about it, I don't know of anything that's more important than what we're doing on this radio show, making the people aware of the dangers, the impending dangers that are all around them. And pay attention to where these assaults are coming from, friends. They're not coming from without. They're coming from within. And notice how the mainstream media always wants you distracted concerning what's going on over there in China or in Russia or in Korea. They want you distracted. You need to understand that you are under attack within the United States, not from without. Okay? And again, if you read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, you'll understand, again, perfectly as to what we're trying to share with you. We're trying to do everything in making you aware so things don't go south. And that is the purpose of this ministry. Prevention is better than cure. Is there a better way of saying it? No, absolutely there's not. Absolutely there's not. Wanted to also highlight the fact, and I shared this with you in the past. This is brand new once again. Rashida Tlaib. embarrassing. Latest House member to contract COVID-19. Notice how they want to keep this alive. And guess, again, friends, as to where all this fear is coming from. In other words, those that are selling you the virus are the very ones that are capitalizing from this said virus that they cannot prove. Also did some homework as to others that they keep in the news. Concerning New York City Mayor Eric Adams, test positive for COVID-19. Notice how they always have to keep some high-profile individual out there because this is how they keep this crisis alive. What people need to pay attention to is the fact that their narrative is tumbling fast, and it has been for some time now, but it seems to have picked up a little speed now concerning the people's response to what's going on, because regardless of the facts, the mainstream media and their useful idiots working for the powers that are tolerated continuously push a narrative that is completely untrue. Well, what am I talking about? Here, let me show you this girl. You can't make this up.
I know.
And again, I want you to see this because this is a girl that's online. Her name is Justine Ezerak. She's a 38-year-old YouTuber, a vlogger, they call her. And it's interesting how she was out there just, you know, gloating in the fact that she went out and got her shot. I want you to pay attention to, again, because she was one that bought or drank the Kool-Aid that was served up to her by the useful idiots in the mainstream media, Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment. But what's also interesting to note, friends, is the quick response in showing you that God is not mocked, Galatians 6:7. I want you to check this girl out. Notice on the other side of this when she takes off her mask, a mask that the manufacturers tell you don't work. It's interesting to note that on the other side, when she took the mask off, it was better for her to just keep it on. Look at the plastic surgery. You can't make up what people do anymore these days. You really can't. Check this out.
I don't know. Somebody on the internet told me to do that.
Okay. And then you want to count down or you want me to distract you?
Just do it.
That's it?
Yeah.
We're about 15 hours post-vaccine, and my side effects, other than being beautiful, is lack of motivation, the urge to want to watch TV, binge eat everything.
Is that? Oh, those aren't side effects? That's just me every day?
I mean, look at how deceived this woman is. She thinks she's absolutely beautiful. Okay, here's what you want to hear. She has a pulmonary embolism with blood clots in her lungs. Okay? She has 1.8 million Twitter followers, and she's had a major blood clot scare. Did she highlight the blood clot scare? Nope. She highlighted the fact that she went out there in gloating in the fact that she got her shot that is now causing damage to her physical being. She forgot to tell you the latter. That's what we're doing here. We're showing you the fruits of people that refuse to listen. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Hervonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Hervonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-V-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
They are, again, coming for your guns. Don't act like this is any surprise. I mean, what would you expect from an administration that is set on treason, fraud, lying, theft, murder? Of course, folks, they're going to come after your guns. This is a given. But I'm here to tell you, don't give them up. Why? Because you lawfully have them for the very reason concerning what you have attacking you today through tyrants in government. That's the whole purpose of the Second Amendment. That was the reason it was given. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to finish my point concerning how they sell this. Okay, I want you to look on the screen, social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Notice how they sell you the fear. Rashida Tlaib, last House member to contract COVID-19. They know it's fraud. Okay, they almost fraud. Yesterday, we took the time to highlight the fact that they have something called Partygate going on over in the UK right now. And it's interesting, folks, all those politicians that were selling the fear for their masters, they were partying behind closed doors, doing just the exact opposite as they told the people that they're supposed to serve as to how they're supposed to live their lives. That's called Partygate. Then I did a little homework, and as I looked these up, I noticed that they had to continuously push those that are allegedly contracting COVID-19, right? Antonio Conte tested positive. Anderson Cooper test positive. As if anybody cares. And notice, folks, the information we get is always the information they want us to get. Okay? And let's not lose that in the mix. Then I highlighted the fact that they showed you this girl that thinks she's beautiful. Look at the plastic surgery. She is a deceived individual, to say the least. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying it because it's true, period. If you don't like it, then lump it, friends. But the fact of the matter is she was bragging about getting her vaccine, as she called it. And what she didn't tell you, she didn't take the time to tell you, the fruit of what she was bragging about concerning this experimental jab. She's got pulmonary embolism with blood clots in her lungs. Did you hear a word about that from her? Absolutely not. Maybe she's looking for a job with the mainstream media. Then I came over to Health Impact News, and I could spend 3 hours right now, starting right now, just highlighting all of the deaths from the experimental jabs that the mainstream media means to conceal. Does this bother you? Is this bothersome to anybody? This is all new information. This is all brand new information. Okay? 68,000% increase in strokes? Oh my goodness, look at all the deaths, friends, from these alleged vaccines they're trying to sell you. Again, maybe we'll spend some time on that in the up and coming days, weeks, and months. Hopefully the people will wake to what's happening before maybe then we don't have to do a show, because they've actually dealt with the people that are selling this poison that's killing their bodies on so many fronts, so many levels, and in so many cities and countries around the world. Cities, states, and countries. Let's go over to old Rep. Boebert. She's a new one. She's a Boebert. I want you to take a look at her. She's talking about all of the, this is her message, okay? This is the best that you get from the conservatives of the day, just for the record, okay? Lauren Boebert highlights the Biden administration's border security failures. I mean, do you realize those that have been put up as the good guys in this country, the only thing that they sell you is defeatism? Yep. The only thing they sell you is defeatism. The only thing they've done, friends, is change the players, change the clowns in the circus of politics, nothing more, nothing less. But in this particular case, is it an issue that's serious? Oh, no question about it. But notice Rep. Boebert. She tells people what they want to hear in the sense of what she'll do when she gets into office. Now that she's in office, the only thing she's doing is telling on Uncle Joe concerning all of his crimes and the illegals that are invading America even today. I want you to check her out because, friends, this has nothing to do with illegals to me. This is a fashion show. Lauren wants you to look at her. Mrs. Boebert wants you to look at her. So just go ahead, and because this is what Fox News does too. This is what the conservatives do to pacify themselves into listening to this sort of garbage, because the only thing they deliver to us, friends, is defeat after defeat after defeat after defeat. And what's sick about it is the law's on our side. How are the bad guys getting things pushed through? And yet the good guys do nothing to stop the bad guys from pushing through their policies that are undermining our Constitution. I want you to check this out. Oh, and by the way, Bradley's not fearing any of this. If you'd like to get Mrs. Lauren Boebert or any other Jim Jordan, if you'd like to get Trey Gowdy, who's been on the show before, if you'd like to get Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, Rand Paul, any of these guys, if you want to get them on the show so we can ask them real questions, do a little diligence, due diligence, and get them on the show. We want them here, okay? We want them here. We want to ask them real questions, but we know that this is controlled opposition. How do I know that? Because they'll only go on Fox, which is definitely controlled opposition. There's no difference between Fox News and what you complain about in this country. Let's go listen to Lauren Boebert and see what the best that you have has to say concerning the illegals in America today. Check this out.
Now, it is no coincidence that the Biden regime has decided to drop Title 42, a policy that has been used to prevent communicable diseases from spreading into the homeland via illegal aliens entering our southern border. In fact, more than 2 million illegal aliens
have been apprehended
at our southern border since Joe Biden took office. And Border Patrol agents estimate another 70% of these illegal immigrants have not been apprehended. They call them gotaways.
Maybe she should spend a little more time on calling forth or drawing up the articles of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, seeking prosecution concerning those that are responsible for pulling down immigration laws in the United States of America, but that's not what they do. Never a reference to law. Hey, this is how the dog keeps chasing his tail. It's called circular reasoning. It's a never-ending run, friends. And this has been going on since I can remember. It's the same old, just new clowns in the circus of politics. This is the best you have.
That means nearly 3.5 million illegal aliens have come across our border.
Maybe she should spend a little more time on
watch.
Now, seeking out what the law has to say and condemning the crimes rather than her hair, her makeup,
some have
her glasses, her
and others have called it
desiring the attention of everybody that she's failing to work for. What do you think? 1-866-582-9933.
That by the time the midterms,
it's just chatter, friends.
November,
empty words, clouds without rain. The Bible says they bring nothing.
Aliens will have crossed the southern border this year. That's larger than the population.
Oh, she's mad. Oh,
of Denver.
She is bringing it now. Listen,
Atlanta,
to Mrs. Boober.
Boston, Seattle, Miami.
Look at
Las
her
Vegas,
go.
New Orleans,
yeah.
Portland, Tampa, and
she
Detroit
says it with a half smile
combined
on her face. Combined.
Now,
oh,
no
good job, Lauren Boebert. Oh, what would we do without a Boebert, friends? But to tell us how weak and pathetic they truly are. Because that's exactly what this comes to. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know the freedom fighters, right? Yep. What are they doing? They're the ones bringing you the news that you're being destroyed. This is the hand of God. Here, let me show you this. I do want to tell you that you better be careful with strangers. Because we were sojourners as well. And the Bible tells us that the Lord looks upon strangers in a favorable light. And I got to tell you, when I looked at this individual here getting off the bus, you know what Texas is doing, right? Again, this is what your Republicans, as you've been led to believe, are doing. They said that when the illegals come into the state of Texas, what we're going to do is we're going to bus them to Washington, D.C. Ron DeSantis is saying the same thing. They said nothing about blocking them from coming in or prosecuting them if they come into their states. No, they are just going to get back at Joe Biden. Guess who pays for all of this, friends? You do. And I'm not just talking about your tax dollars. You are going to succumb to those that are invading this country. But I do want to say this. We have to have an open heart to those that are coming into America. Again, if you're coming in legally, we're all about it. Open arms. If not, we're all going to have a serious problem with you. You are now breaking the law, which makes you a criminal, and we will not tolerate this. But I do want to say, from a man to a man, pay attention to this illegal getting off the bus, because what I see here is a sweet man that is looking to come into America because he wants a better life than the one he had in Mexico. Now, am I playing the compassion? Nope. I'm talking to you about the human elements here, that I have a care for my brother from another mother. But somebody's got to get to these people, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and tell them, listen, if you're coming into America, you're sending a bad message to those that are paying attention to the fact that you're coming in illegally. It's not good. We need to set this right. When we come back, I'm going to show you this, and then we're going to get over to, they are, in fact, coming for your guns. They are. It's not speculation. It's happening. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
As many as 1.7 billion people, one-third of whom are already living in poverty, are now highly exposed to disruptions in food, energy, and finance systems that are triggering increases in poverty and hunger.
The NYPD is announcing they've arrested New York subway shooting suspect Frank James. James allegedly releasing smoke bombs and firing 33 times on Tuesday in a subway station. Videos posted online show political and racial rants against white people and Asian Americans by James. USA Radio News. A court is saying a vaccine maker must share some information regarding the vaccine.
A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021 that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume of the adverse events that they were receiving.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal transportation mask mandate is being extended 2 more weeks. That covers airlines and travel on trains, buses, and subways. That pushes the mandate out until at least May 3rd. USA Radio News.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, again, what we did, as I just shared with you, if you're just joining us now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I just highlighted Rep. Boebert, that thinks this is a fashion show, highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden. Okay, and then what I wanted to show you is I wanted you to understand the heart of God here. The Lord loves strangers, folks. And I'm not talking about violent strangers. I'm not talking about criminals. But I am saying that after I watched this video this morning, before I decided to put it up, my heart went out to this guy. And instead of just talking about what's wrong as to what's going on with all of these illegals that are being shipped in from Texas, and we'll see what happens in Florida, because those said governors, instead of actually prosecuting these illegals, they're just busing them right into Washington, D.C. Okay, that's I guess Americans think that's funny somehow. But I want you to just look at this guy's countenance with me, if you wouldn't mind, and just tell me how would you feel being bussed over here from a foreign country into America. It's foreign. Okay, we got to look out for these people, friends. And I'm not talking about doing everything for them, but I am talking about loving on them enough. Because here's the thing. This is really what it comes down to. You don't have to spend $12 trillion a year. I believe the numbers are just astronomical, folks. Seriously, concerning how much money is spent on missionaries in the Church of America to foreign countries. See, now they're coming into your country. See, it's interesting, folks, how they'll play the rock star over there in third world countries, preaching a gospel that they fail to preach here. But what's really cool about all of what's going on here is what an opportunity they now have to preach the gospel to all of these foreigners that are illegally invading America. And let's not lump them all into one lump, friends. Let's not lump them into one lot, forgive me. No, we got to consider the human factor here, and we have to consider the Lord's heart for others. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Again, I'm not advocating for people to cross the border illegally, but I am saying, folks, we need to look out for each other. And again, to the church, I say, what an opportunity you now have to preach the gospel that you have failed to preach in your own backyard for six decades. Six decades, easy. So anyways, with that said, let's get over to this topic. By the way, we have Ted Nugent jumping on with us tomorrow. I was going back and forth as the contemplating, you know, who's good with the Second Amendment? I mean, who really knows their stuff when it comes to the Second Amendment? And the first thing I thought of was Ted Nugent. And I just thought, man, the way that guy has schooled people that have bumped up against him with false narratives, false statistics, the truth of the matter when it comes to the Second Amendment, and the truth of the matter when it comes to statistics, so on and so forth. I thought, you know what, Ted's the right guy to have on. So we're going to pull him up tomorrow on the show. Ted Nugent will be with us talking about the Second Amendment. And I wanted to cover some things and kind of tee this up before we get to it, because we now know, and again, we knew this was coming. Anybody with a right mind knew that this was coming, that this was just sent over to me, if you're on social media platforms, National Association for Gun Rights. Again, they're doing, you know, fleece by promulgating information as to all the bad things that Joe Biden is doing. And one of them, I'm just going to give all five of them to you, and then I'm going to take you back, and I'm going to show you in contrast as to how this all works if your head is still stuck in the sand. There's no, again, nice way to say what needs to be said here. Now, I want to say this before I get to that, because everything we talk about is premised on the Word of God. When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, I want you to listen carefully as to how this works. Again, common sense comes into play. Okay? So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people of the children of Israel that were with Saul and Jonathan. They had no weapons. That is how the Philistines oppressed and controlled and enslaved the people of Israel during that particular time. They disarmed them. Okay? I always make reference to Luke 11:21-22. What does it say? Because the New Testament tells us, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, King James Version, his goods are in peace. Of course. Of course. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and spoiled and divided his spoils. That's right. That's right. You disarm them. You have to first disarm them. Isn't it interesting with all of the things going on in the world that the said president that these people are acknowledging as a president, because he's not my president, again, the fact of the matter is he's a fraud. He should be, again, friends, prosecuted for his crimes of treason, lying, murder. The list goes on. But look what they're doing. They're telling us that the President Joe Biden, that's what they're saying. Okay, I'm not saying that. They're saying President Joe Biden, they're confirming his position, regardless of all the voter fraud. Okay, number one is codifying the ATF's unconstitutional ban on home-crafted firearms. Well, okay, great. Codifying the ATF, their unconstitutional ban on home-crafted firearms. So what he just told you is that Joe Biden is illegally trying to ban home-crafted firearms. Friends, he doesn't have a right to break the law, okay? And if you wanted to know the word codify, by the way, Webster's 1828 didn't have the word codify. These are all modernized words, okay? And I suppose it's because we've evolved and we're so much smarter than our forefathers. No, the child is the model of heaven, okay? not these intellectual idiots that can't even explain the things that they don't understand. That's why they have to create all of these new words, right? But codify, according to the Merriam-Webster, which has gutted the Webster's 1828, and in fact even reversed definitions, the word codify means to reduce to a code. So codifying the ATF's unconstitutional ban on homecrafted firearms, that's what he's trying to implement right now. Okay. Number two, Joe Biden is, they say, officially nominating Steve Dettelbach to become the permanent director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF. Okay. Do keep in mind the ATF is unconstitutional. Do keep in mind these are agencies that corruption is using against the people. Okay? No argument there. 1-866-582-9933. Number three, Joe Biden's criminal administration is demanding licensed firearms dealers stockpile and hand over your gun records. With all the things that are going on in this world, isn't it amazing how they, and I see it all the time, we always find ourselves at their end aim. We're always at the end of their agenda. Okay? But number three is that Joe Biden is now demanding licensed firearm dealers stockpile and hand over your gun records. Look at me. If you're on social media platforms. If not, listen to me. No. Number four, spending more taxpayer dollars, in other words, stealing your money and using it against you, Numbers 3223, right? Stealing away your money and using it against you to fund gun control bureaucrats. Look at me. Listen to me. No. Okay? There's no argument. We understand what the Second Amendment's for. We understand why it was established. We don't need to listen to them rest judgment or misconstrue the plain meanings of what the Second Amendment means. Here's the answer the American people need to give every one of them. No. No. Hey, friends, what are they going to do? You have 393.3 million guns in the hands of 329 million people in this country. What do you think they can do? And by the way, that is a mercy of God. No. That's what the American people need to say. You ain't doing it. Period. No, I'm sorry, not period, exclamation. You ain't doing it. Furthermore, we're going to get on the offensive now, and we're going to impeach you and prosecute you for violating your sworn oath. Okay? Number five, calling on Congress to pass more gun control. Anybody looking to pass more gun control? Because Congress is the voice of the people. They represent the people. I don't see that, and I definitely don't hear that. I hear just the exact opposite. I believe that there was 5.4 million guns sold, setting a record in the United States of America just last year. Did you hear that voice, bad guys? I hope so, okay? But that's not good enough, Americans. They need to be lawfully dealt with, okay? Read that of Isaiah 26, verse 9. And I say Amos 5:24 comes to my aid too. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, Lord. King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law. Yep. Look at this. Isn't this crazy? Why are they so busy trying to disarm the American people? I need you to think about this. Why are they spending so much time trying to disarm you, especially with all of this totalitarianism taking place on the global on a global basis? Oh, is it that they want us to relinquish our God-given rights and trusting them that they're going to do the right thing? This is the same government that is murdering children in the womb unlawfully. This is the same government that is trying to force you to take an experimental jab that is killing, what, how many people across the globe? This is the same government that wants you to believe it's okay for a man to be a woman, and if you speak out against it, we're going to stand up and we're going to put you down. Oh, hey folks, it's called browbeating. It's what they've been doing for a long time. These are the ones that are trying to disarm you Americans. I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about lawful government. I'm talking about the corrupt. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to give you the anecdote concerning what it is in dealing with these people. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again. Just going on social media platforms, seeing what people have to say. We have our friend Wimbill. We can't even buy guns in Oregon. Well, consider your governor. She's a lesbian. And if you look at what's going on, that's why we had Scott Lively on the show, because those are the people that will do the biddings of the powers that are tolerated. They're backwards. They're at war with their own people. Look at Whitmer. She's the same thing. That Jezebelian woman. Oh, my goodness, friends. But you're saying that you can't even buy guns in Oregon. Well, what do I or what does anybody else need to say to that? It's illegal. And if the people in Oregon are going to sit there and put up with this woman who has continuously assaulted the people in Oregon, you know, you can't really help a people that don't help themselves. And in Wimble, I'm not saying that that's you. I am just saying overall, that is what's going on in this country. The bad guys are doing what the bad guys are doing because the good people, as they call themselves, are allowing the bad guys to do what the bad guys do. They're backwards. They're hell bent, friends. And they've sold their souls. And you can't help a people like that, friends. You must deal with the people like that lawfully. That's why we have laws intact Okay? Anyways, I was going to say something off track. It was kind of a different bunny trail here, but I just thought I'll save that for tomorrow. Samuel Adams, here's the anecdote. Massachusetts ratifying convention said this in 1788. Listen carefully, Americans. Either you're going to listen to what's been established through law by our forefathers, or you're not. You're going to succumb to it, and you're going to pacify and fraternize with your enemies that mean what they say. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. And folks, they're not asking if you're peaceable or not. They want all guns. Why? Well, listen to Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. He said all political power comes from the what? The barrel of a gun. He said the Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used against the party. That's what they're trying to do. And again, I want to remind you, the best that you have in this country, called the Republicans, set up on a two-party system, which is unconstitutional, does nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they fail to prosecute. Think about that. Just think about that. And what do we hear? Well, we heard, you know, there's another shooting here and there's another shooting there. You know, a majority of these crimes are taking place, friends, in gun-free zones. And if you really want to look at it through the perspective of law, what the American people need to do is see who legislated those gun-free zones where innocent people have been killed and hold them accountable for the deaths of those gun-free zones, which should have never been enacted or implemented in the first place. You need to take this and turn the other direction and go after the enemies within, okay? And what do we hear after another shooting? We must do this. We must pass more gun legislation. I've shared with my listeners over and over. If you're a new listener, I want you to get this. During the first 500 days of Donald Trump, you know, Mr. There's never been a bigger Second Amendment pro-life or pro-Second Amendment president in the history of the world. I mean, the guy's just a narcissist. He's an idiot, is what he is. But it's interesting that his first 500 days after what took place allegedly Florida there, it's interesting that 26 governors, a majority of them that were Republicans, passed 55 new unlawful, unconstitutional policies against the people in this country that have a right to bear arms. 55 of them, the first 500 days. But what do they say? They got to use some sort of an emergency. And if they don't have one, they'll create one by one of their unconstitutional agencies. Look to January 6th. Look to what happened in Michigan there, friends. It's all engineered by the FBI, the bad guys in the FBI. But what does the media do? Necessity. We got to pass these new bills. Remember November 18th, 1783, speech in the House of Commons. This is William Pitt the Younger, and this is what he said. Listen carefully. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. We need to pass more bills. We need to get rid of those guns. Yep. What is it? Necessity. Well, you know, again, people need to consider that those that are writing these unconstitutional bills in an attempt to disarm you, also keep in mind they are in fact constantly being watched by armed security detail. As they're writing bills out to disarm you, they're protected by men with guns. But again, what did William Pitt say? Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Well, what did our forefathers mean when they said, when they did say, a well-regulated militia? By the way, the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, read them both. Isn't it interesting how the militia is demonized by the mainstream media? The militia should have been called up long ago concerning the call for repealing the invasion that's taking place in this country, or those that are committing the act of insurrection. But that's not what they're doing. They're encouraging those to commit the act of insurrection. They're drawing those illegals in to invade America. Well, the militia, we the people, are in fact being demonized by these same people. Folks, they're scared to death you're going to figure this out, just so you know. A well-regulated militia, you and me, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But guess what, friends? They're coming for your guns again. No. George Mason said, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788, I ask, who are the militia? He said, they consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Yep, those public officers, he was highlighting, friends, are those that didn't want the people armed because an armed people could put him and stop him dead in his tracks, literally. Okay? James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, also known as the father of the Constitution, said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay? Violated. A well-regulated militia composed of the what? The body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. That's from the Annals of Congress, page 434, on June 8th, 1789. This is what your forefathers said, friends. Either you're going to take heed to it or you're not. Okay? For those that think it's a game and your enemies just think that, you know, they just want you to believe that... this is just political games being played out. You do need to consider all of the people that died that were disarmed. And they were told the same things that you're being told today. Just do it for the good of the rest of us. That's communism, friends. You all know that Germany, when they established gun control in 1938 and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies were unable to defend themselves. They were all rounded up. And guess what? They were exterminated. But for some reason or another, this present administration, like the past one and the one before that and the one that preceded that one and the one that preceded that going all the way back to the 70s, they want you to forget the history of those that are calling for gun control. Joseph Stalin, he was the sole leader. Sick people over there, folks. After Stalin died, that guy killed millions. They said 20 to 60 million of his own people he killed. And after he died, do you know the people in Russia considered him to be the father of the nation? And did you know that Roosevelt back in the 30s, while he was doing this, executing his own people, Roosevelt had the American people calling Joseph Stalin, that mass murderer over there, Roosevelt had the American people calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. You know that? Yeah, just so you know. Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. And that's what he did. And in 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. And from 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents that refused to go along with the government, they were unable to defend themselves because they just did the right thing, right? Well, after they did the right thing, they were rounded up and exterminated. Wow. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, again, said, war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the guns, it is necessary to take up the gun. They just want more than you. Okay, this is another reason, by the way, that's why they're weakening your military by appointing what they call transgenders to key point positions in your military and all the branches. They're weakening your military in the face of your enemies that mean and will attack you. Mark the words of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, read till the end of the chapter. It's exactly what's happening. So as long as you tolerate it, you are inviting a reign of terror in your country. Amos 6:3. Love you by what we do. Tomorrow, Ted Nugent. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.